Chuck Cavanaugh, 10 South Brunswick Avenue. I would like to discuss the agreement that you signed with the DEP and then leave you with a couple questions if I could. In short, I think the agreement that you signed is an abomination and a real betrayal of the people. You didn't start my 3 minutes. I won't use the 3 minutes, Mr. Mayor, but you might want to hit the button. I won't use the 3 minutes anyway. You know, 4 months ago you were here, the room was packed, the building was packed, people were mobbed in the streets. How you came from that to 4 months later signing this agreement is beyond me. I think the people were pretty clear in what they wanted and didn't want, and one of the big things they didn't want is you to come to an agreement with the Army Corps and the DEP and outfall pipes. We warned you that they were going to propose outfall pipes before they knew they were going to propose outfall pipes and told you that we didn't want it. How you got to this agreement is mind-boggling, so it's an abomination. The agreement itself is terrible. It's full of nonsense. You agreed in this paper that Margate had a pre-existing drainage problem. That's not true. We had a pre-existing drainage solution. You agreed in this thing that the flooding was caused by this immense rainstorm of this date. That's not true either. The flooding was there prior to that rainstorm, and after they pumped it out, we still had flooding back there. The problem was their engineering. We did not have a problem before. Anyone reading this agreement would come to the conclusion that, wow, that poor town of Margate sure had a huge problem and they got saved by the Army Corps of Engineers. It's really just nonsense. We can't use the beach rake for some reason. That got thrown in there. That's beyond me. Anyway, it's an abomination, and I think you betrayed the people of this town who gave you very clear direction. So I'd like to leave you with two questions, and I'm not asking for an answer right now to me privately. What I'm asking for is you to publicly answer these questions. Number one is why. We didn't get anything in the agreement that we wanted, and we got tons of things we didn't want. So what was your motivation for coming to this agreement? Usually agreement means you got something for it. We didn't. We just got restrictions on what we can do. We codified everything they wanted. So it's a why question is the one. And number two, I believe that Ordinance 2001-14 is still in the books here. If I'm wrong about that, let me know. That ordinance, among other things, prohibits the Board of Commissioners from entering into a cooperative agreement that, among other things, to maintain a dune system. How, with that in mind, did you sign a cooperative agreement that requires you to, among other things, maintain a dune system? It appears to me, unless this ordinance has been revoked, that you are in clear violation of the ordinance by signing this agreement. I can't imagine how the wording is almost exactly the same. What you're prohibited from doing is exactly what you did, as far as I read. So those are two questions. Why and how is it legal in light of our ordinance that's on the books? Thanks.
Thank you.
Oh, Merry Christmas, by the way.
Thank you. You too.
Can I answer one question?
Sure.
Chuck, I'll answer the one question. You're referring to maintaining the dune system?
Yes.
That wording doesn't mean we can touch a dune. What that wording means, if there's trash behind the dunes, if there's sand on the crossovers, which are the walkways, the handicap accessible, etc., we're allowed to clean the sand off the I-5 material to keep it in pristine condition. If there's trash that gets collected around the grasses that are grown, by federal law, we're not allowed to touch the dunes. So it's
and by the agreement you signed, you're not allowed to touch the dunes.
We're not allowed to touch the dunes.
I got that. I understand that.
So maintenance simply means our normal maintenance behind the dunes, in front of the dunes. We're going to empty in trash cans, things of that nature.
Well, that's a separate paragraph. There's a paragraph here that specifically says, Margate will be responsible for ongoing routine operation, maintenance, and associated costs of the project between each.
Routine operations is our normal stuff we do with our beaches all the time.
Okay.
And why we signed it? We were under court order.
Signed an agreement?
No. Judge Baum ruled, and we were in the courthouse when the initial court hearing was. She actually blamed the city of Margate for not solving their drainage problem through the years.
So what?
I understand that.
It still doesn't answer why you signed this agreement.
We signed that agreement so that we could maintain our beaches in a pristine manner during our summer season, even in our off season. We're still out there working.
Those prevented you from maintaining our beach. There was nothing preventing us from maintaining our beach.
We always maintain our beach.
I might be able to help you a little bit.
Gave you anything you didn't already have.
No, look, that agreement gave us is the completion of a drainage system.
Correct, and we didn't want.
Hold on a second.
I might be able to help you and shed light on it. And first off, none of us are happy about it. The agreement's for a storm drainage system to be built, not for a beach replenishment. And fact is, it specifically states we are not obligated to enter into a beach replenishment agreement. We are not obligated to be a part of the Absecon Island Shore Beach Replenishment Program. That is for drainage. And as a result of the drainage, they are going to, and I realize they created the drainage problem, but we're looking at, I think, about a 15, I don't know, exact. I know it's many millions of dollars to rectify the drainage problem, which I think we could all agree they cause a drainage problem. That's number one. Number two, that is an error about beach raking and all that. That's all subject to, we have to have an approved DEP maintenance program. We can't violate federal law. We can't send a tractor on the sand dunes and level. We can't do that. To answer your question further about the ballot question, we have both a federal judge and a state judge ordering us to permit them to go forward. We sued on the basis of the drainage problem. We therefore ultimately got a commitment from the state and the Army Corps to spend, I believe it's in excess of $15 million to rectify the drainage. Would we rather not have the drainage system? Absolutely. But we couldn't stop the dune project. We have two federal and state court, as you know, you were at
the... No doubt. This is not about the dunes. This is about the agreement.
That agreement is about the drainage system.
Question. Why? We didn't get anything out of it. There's nothing in this agreement.
Well, other than $15 million of drainage.
But we didn't want that.
I agree that.
Tell me, we got something in this agreement that we didn't want.
Well,
that's why we signed it, because we got things we didn't want.
Mr. Kavanaugh, let me just ask you this question. Okay, you got two judges ordering it has to go forward. We have to have the dunes.
We understand that.
We can't stop that.
Right.
We have a drainage problem. This is the solution.
No, it's our problem.
That's our solution. It's our leverage.
I don't want to debate it with you. I'm just going to point it out and ask you if you can.
I realize it's not a debate. I don't mean to be.
I know you're not. You're fired up. So do I sometimes. But the problem is, we had to come to an agreement to rectify the drainage problem. We had our beaches closed off because of 2 or 3 foot of water.
There hasn't been a drop of water since they put the sand back. Since they undid their giant mistake, there hasn't been one drop of water on the beach. The thing of whenever it's going to be water there, it's an extremely rare event, as you know. It's extremely rare that we got standing water on the beach. Extremely rare. Until they showed up. You know that.
I do know.
We can live with that.
I have.
The solution is worse than the problem. So, I mean, I honestly don't have an answer to either one of my questions. But I don't see why it's not
the best I could.
And I don't see how it's legal. We still have the ordinance on the books. So, if nothing else, the ordinance just prevents
not
from signing this agreement.
Not a beach replenishment.
Right?
Not beach replenishment.
I'm sorry, what?
It's not beach replenishment. The ordinance refers to beach replenishment.
No, it doesn't.
This is
the ordinance
drainage.
Refers to a dune system, is what it says.
It's not a dune system. It's a drainage system.
The project is the dune system. That's what it's
okay.
called.
No, the project
is over and above.
You're word for word against your ordinance. If you go back and look at it.
No.
Wait a minute. I've parsed this thoroughly. You're word for word in violation of your own ordinance.
I respectfully disagree with you, unfortunately, but my heart's with your sentiments.
But we don't agree.
All right. Okay. Thank you, Chuck.